Give me a mic check for Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, hello, check one Tampa, check two Tampa. I need some more on one.
Okay.
Casino, check, check. Hard Rock. Tampa, check, check. Seminole Hard Rock.
Check it out for yourself at SeminoleHardRock.com. All right, guys, I'm rolling. Let's kick it.
Little Stephen's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
This is the Mighty Manfred in Little Stephen's Underground Garage, and it's time for another Coolest Conversations podcast presented by Hard Rock. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. Joining me today for a chat is Melanie Vammon. She was a member of both the Pandoras and the Muffs, and is currently in the Coolies with our very own Palmyra Del Ram. It's a band the pair began with the late Kim Shattuck. Their new single is out on Wicked Cool Records and is also a recent coolest song of the world. It's called King of Confusion, and it's a cover of a Go-Go song. We'll hear some of that now, followed by my talk with Melanie on your Coolest Conversations podcast presented by Hard Rock in Little Stephen's Underground Garage.
You're an elegant wreck, glamorous and desperate, like a broken neon sign, volcanic valentine. I can't believe it's you that's changing me. I wanna be your true
Manfred here with you in Little Stephen's Underground Garage, and today for our Coolest Conversations, I am joined again by Melimbo Cooley, aka Melanie Vammon of the Coolies. Melanie was also in the Pandoras and the Muffs, and both of those groups, as well as the Coolies, also featured the late Kim Shattuck. She passed away in 2019 from ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and the Coolies lineup also includes our very own Palmyra Del Ram. Melanie, how are you?
I'm great. Hi, Manfred.
Hey. Hey. Well, when we spoke about the Coolies back in 2019, this was around the time of the release of your 10-inch EP, It's the Coolies. You knew Kim was suffering from ALS, right? I mean, that was...
Oh, yeah, no. Kim was my best friend in the whole world. Her and I were inseparable till the absolute very end. And, I spent every moment with her throughout our life, but throughout that whole sickness and everything.
And during that time, she was, deeply involved still with approving mixes and working on what would become the Muffs' final album, No Holiday. How active was she in finishing off that EP, It's the Coolies?
She was, the whole thing was, it was her idea, actually. She said, to me and Palmyra, I really wish that the three of us could have a band. And Palmyra was like, well, and we made it happen. And she pulled up some song ideas that she had and some old demos. Then we decided on how many songs we were going to do for the EP, and she was 100% involved. And then, we recorded onto the songs, and we wrote a couple new songs. Kim and I wrote a new song, and Palmyra and Kim wrote a song. But she saw it every step of the way. She got to see the release. She heard it played on Underground Garage. She heard the coolest song in the world, and she was just, tears coming down her eyes. She was so thrilled and happy, and, everybody at Wicked Cool and Underground Garage have been incredible.
You know, I wanted to bring that up because at this point, she was, I mean, she couldn't use her arms, couldn't use her legs, and she was, you know, communicating just with her eyes to this really, I mean, it's a sort of otherworldly sci-fi kind of thing where she's, you know, using her eyes to be able to communicate and write emails and things. And I just think it just speaks to her strength and talents that she was able to not just finish one of these projects, be involved with two of them.
Absolutely. She is the strongest person that I know in the whole wide world. And, you know, I've never, she was proud through all of it, and she never let it get her down. She just moved forward, and she told me she wants to make new memories with me. And she did. And we have this, and we have it always, you know, have it within me, and people always get to have the music that she created and also music I've created with her. And it's, you know, one of the most special things ever.
Well, our coolest song in the world this week is King of Confusion. And it's a song that the Go-Go's did first, like back in 2001 on that album, God Bless the Go-Go's. And the version that we're playing is the one that y'all did, the Coolies did, that appeared on last year's Go-Go's tribute album, If You Got That Go-Go, Go-Go Now. And it's released as a single now on Wicked Cool. But how did you guys wind up being part of that project?
Well, our friend Travis Raymond, he wanted to put together a Go-Go's tribute album, and he asked Long Gone John from Sympathy for the Record Industry, you know, if he was interested in doing this. So the two of them collaborated in putting this out, and Travis asked us, hey, I think it'd be really cool if the coolies were on it. And so Tom Meyer and I were like, oh yeah, that would be so much fun. We absolutely want to do it. And so Tom Meyer and I started thinking about it. We're like, oh, okay, what song are we going to do? We want to do something that people wouldn't really expect, that they don't know. So we thought we were picking something that was a little bit more obscure. And Palmyra found it was released in Japan in the more recent years. You said the year that I think that it came out.
2001.
But like, yeah. No one really knew about it. And then the funny thing is, when they did this anniversary album, that song was on it. It's like, oh, with that, we're picking this really obscure one. And there it is. But that's how that all came about, of us being on it. And then, you know, then we had to record it.
And when did you record it, and where?
So we recorded it the summer of 2021, over those months.
Yeah.
And so Palmyra and I were like, all right, let's do this. You play this, I'll play that. And then Travis had said, why don't you ask your buddy Clem Burke? We've played with Clem before. And we're like, okay, yeah, sure, great idea. So we asked Clem, and Clem's like, I will love to play on it. So we're like, yes, awesome. And we were thinking that, you know, I would play bass and she would do guitars. I'd throw guitars on it too. And so Clem goes, yeah, Kathy Valentine and I were talking, and she'd love to play on it if you guys are into that. And we're like, what? Oh my God, we didn't even have to think about it. We're like, of course, we want Kathy to play on it. We were like, wow, this is amazing. Clem and Kathy. So,
absolutely, very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we each individually recorded our parts.
Right. And so, did they, Clem and Kathy and yourself, you guys, well, I guess she lives in Austin, but I know she's out here sometimes visiting, hanging out with Clem. But everybody recorded separately, as far as you know?
Yeah. So, okay. So for me, I record here in LA, here at my house. I have studio stuff that I can record with. Yeah. And Clem recorded also in LA with a studio guy. And then Kathy recorded her parts, and then we send it all to New York to Jeff Sanoff. And that's where Palmyra goes into the studio and then recorded her parts with Jeff, and Jeff organized the whole thing, engineered the whole thing, and then mixed it.
Very cool. Can you tell us some about how Kim is represented on the single and why you did it that way?
Okay. So we said Kim told us she wanted the Coolies to continue on, that, you know, this she had plans for us, and we're like, absolutely, we're going to do this. She wanted us to tour, she wanted us to record more, and we will continue doing that. And so the pact that we made was, we, all three of us, have to be a part of it, no matter what. So on the song, Kim is on the song, and I think we called it a soliloquy. And, so she has basically a little spoken word thing in there. You guys will hear it when you hear the song. And, I think Kim would be absolutely thrilled and proud of the whole thing, how it turned out. It's, I love how she's in it. It's really fun.
So right now the single, the digital version, has been out a week exactly, came out on the third. And I know there are plans for a physical single. So that's going to have a B-side. Can you describe the B-side for us?
Absolutely. So, we're just waiting for the pressing plans, and then the vinyl will come out, and it's got beautiful sleeve and everything. The B-side is sort of a surprise. I think it's a little different than other people have done before, but it's going to be backwards. So you're going to get to hear what Kim is saying. It's pretty cool. And it the whole thing, it sounds really cool too. So get that vinyl.
So the whole song is backwards?
Yeah. The whole song, King of Confusion, is backwards. And then all of a sudden you'll hear Kim doing her spoken word. And
but then her spoken word will be front ways.
Yeah. Yeah. See, isn't this like tricky there? Jeff Sanoff did all this. It's cool. It's very cool.
I guess so it's Kim's thing when she's speaking her soliloquy on the A side, our coolest song in the world, she's obviously backwards. So since the B side is backwards, I guess in order to hear what she's saying, you get to hear her front ways on the B side. Is that right?
That's the surprise. Yeah. That is the surprise.
Well, that's cool. So you're like back. It's like backward masking, except
exactly.
It's frontward masking.
Oh my God.
So when you were in the Muffs and you were signed to Warner Brothers, did they require you to sign part of the contract in blood and promise to make a certain number of satanic backward messages on your albums?
No, I don't think I've ever signed anything in blood, but maybe I wouldn't have a problem doing a little blood prick, but no, I mean, it makes it pretty interesting though. We're not satanic, but backwards, maybe sometimes.
Well, very cool. Who came up with the idea of the backward stuff?
Palmyra. Palmyra was thinking about it. Yes, our lovely, wonderful Palmyra Del Ran. We were thinking what would be different here. And I think her and Jeff Sanoff, mm-hmm. I'll say that. They were talking about it. What could we do here to make something be really different for the B-side? Yeah. And basically it was just gathering up some recordings of Kim, and then Jeff laid it all out for the A-side, and it's really cool. And and then the idea was, let's do something really different here. And, who's going to put out a B-side that's backwards? And then, then you can really hear what Kim's saying. And it's really fun. And I think, I think it's a great idea. I love it.
Yeah, me too. Very cool stuff. You mentioned that Kim gave the blessing of, you guys got to keep doing stuff and performing. So as of this moment, the Coolies have still not performed live. Is that right?
That is correct. We have not, but we will. You will see.
So that's still up in the air as to when that might be.
No, there's something planned in the future. there is something. The Coolies will be playing sometime in the next year.
Okay, that's cool. And so obviously it's you and Palmyra. Do you have any idea what the rest of the band would be?
At the moment, no. We have different people that have said that they will play with us. It's cool people. And, you know, it depends on the scheduling of how that's going to work out, really.
I know, speaking of live stuff, you did a gig recently with the Tigerellas, and their lineup features yourself and other members of the Pandoras, including Karen Bassett and Sherry Kaplan and Hillary Burton. Are the Tigerellas a one-off thing, or do you have other plans for them as well?
Well, you know, I think when we first thought about it, we said, let's do a one-off show, because we don't want to, and we wouldn't play as the Pandoras. It's not the Pandoras without Kim Shattuck or Paula Pierce. Mm-hmm. And so we said, let's do this, this show, and we'll call ourselves the Tigerellas, and we'll do a one-off show. But I'll say we've had so much fun rehearsing once a week and hanging out together and playing together again. It's really, you know, we're like sisters and we're family and we've been together forever. And I think, you know, we've decided that it would really be fun to do it again, do another show, and then, you know, put out a single or something like that. So, yeah.
Very cool.
I think so.
Now, you recently online, was this... you had some tie into to like Vox. Were you a spokesman for Vox or endorsed by Vox?
Yeah, I'm endorsed by Vox. I love Vox. Vox amplification. I have used Vox when I first started off in the Pandoras when I was a teenager. I had a Vox organ, and the Pandoras, we played all Vox equipment. And then in the Muffs, I played a Vox Bulldog guitar. And later on, I have two Vox amps and I have another Vox guitar. So yeah, I endorse Vox. I love them. And they're so supportive. They're incredibly supportive, and they're supportive of our new single coming out. And you know, all the Coolies and all the bands that I'm involved with and Palmyra. I also did a Vox Women in Rock thing last year. It was like a video thing where they represent certain women in the rock world, and I was represented, and Palmyra was also represented.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite guitar sounds, I mean, I really love that, like kind of an overdriven AC30. It's just a killer tone to that. Do you have any preference with the Vox amps?
I have an AC30 and I have an AC10. And the funny thing is, you would think the AC10 would be a lot quieter. It's not. It's so loud too. And what I like about both of them is it's just, you know, there's a few knobs. It's simple. And it just a big, powerful sound. I like to play with a fuzz pedal. And I think it really captures like my style. It's perfect.
We're going to go out with a tune off of your 10-inch from 2019 in a moment. Remind everybody the 10-inch is called Uh-Oh, It's the Coolies. And the cut off of it I'd like us to hear is Glad I Met You. And the song was written by Kim and features the Muffs drummer Roy McDonald on it as well. Do you have any idea if the song was inspired by any one person in Kim's life?
I do, actually. I know exactly who inspired that song. It was inspired by her husband's grandmother.
Oh.
And she wrote that song after she had been spending some time with her. And it was a demo that she originally had recorded, and she the way that Roy ended up playing drums on it is that she would take drum tracks when she was making demos. Sometimes she would take drum tracks off of like other things that they had done. Mm-hmm. And so she pulled his drums from it and put it onto this demo.
Oh.
And, you know, she thought about using it for the muffs and they never used it. And so when we did the Coolies, she started looking for songs and she played that song for me. And I'm like, this is so beautiful. I love it. It's amazing. Yeah. And so she's like, this is going to be it. You and Palmyra need to add yourselves to it in whatever way we want to. And we did. I put myself on keyboards on it. And Palmyra put herself with some guitar and backing vocals and different things on it. And, you know, I think the song just came out beautiful. I love it so much.
I do as well. You mentioned how close you two were.
Yes.
How's it been since her passing? I mean, she passed away 2019 and we're into the pandemic just a couple of months later. I mean, how did the Coolies help you deal with that loss?
You know, everything that I have and have with her,
I
helped me deal with it. The time that I spent with her, I feel so thankful and fortunate that her and I were able to spend those last 2 years together, like basically every single day. Mm-hmm. And talk about everything. We talked about everything, our lives together, the funny things we did, the sad things that happened, just every single thing. And you know, as odd as it sounds, we made, sitting there while she was paralyzed, we made these incredible new memories that I know she took with her. And I have them with me and I'll have them for the rest of my life. And I know that she'll always be proud whatever I do. And, you know, I'm proud of her. She's the strongest person ever. And, you know, like my best friend. And I just, you know, it's life and you got to live it. And you can't mess around. You got to do the things that you want to do and be with the people that mean the most to you. So, you know, I deal with it and I feel happy and I always have her with me.
Melanie, thank you so, so much for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Thank you, Manfred. This was amazing.
Oh. Well, now it's time for the Coolies with Glad I Met You in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
I'm so sad.
The Coolies, that was Glad I Met You, and that cut is off the band's 2019 EP, Uh-Oh, It's the Coolies. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to the band's Melanie Vammon for speaking with me today on our Coolies Conversations. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza for producing our podcast. Philadelphia band Soraya, they've got a new single out now on Wicked Cool Records called Hammer and the Anvil, and their front woman, lead singer Zuzu Mansour, will be my guest next time around to tell us all about it. That's your next Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
There's a place in New York where you can walk through the actual front doors of the world's most famous recording studio, Abbey Road. Through those doors past the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, and countless other rock giants. Where can you find those doors? At the Hard Rock Cafe Times Square. The Abbey Road Doors and thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock Cafes, Hard Rock Casinos, and Hard Rock Hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.